Okay, we're going to finish Hilchos Kishchodesh today, the next couple minutes, and we're just going to do the final halachas in Perek Yutes. And if you recall, what the Rambam's talking about here is he's talking about, as he puts it, calculations that aren't absolutely necessary to know, but because the Beis Din would, when they... when they would investigate the testimony of the witnesses, they'd want to know to which direction, so to speak, the crescent of the moon was pointed. So as a result, there's certain calculations that would allow you to predict the where the moon was pointing, so to speak. So the Rambam's going through, in these last few halachas, the calculations required to reach that conclusion. So in Halacha Tes, he says, "Umacha shateida hanatiya shomatlos ma'achas atishim." So once you know the extent of the inclination of the moon between 1 and 90 degrees, tedes natias kulon kaderech shodanucha baruch avirech. So you'll be able to calculate the, any situation, any inclination whatsoever, using the roch avirech, the moon's latitude. Shima yaha minyan yesra tishman mea, ushmonim, tigra oso menashmonim. Because if the number comes out between 90 and 180 degrees, subtract from it 180, if it's from 180 to 270, subtract 180. If it's more than 270, subtract 360 from it. Vanishar, whatever's left over, you'll know the inclination of which, how the crest of the moon is tipping. And whatever that number is, will not require any addition or subtraction. Okay. Halacha Yud. Now, let's say you want to know, if you recall, we have the equator, and they thought, again, both the sun and the moon, right, were on orbits that were not in line with the equator, but on an angle. So if you want to go ahead and know the number of degrees by which the moon's position itself deviates from the equator, so if you want to know that deviation, so first, start off with the calculation of the degrees of the true position of the moon, and whether it's inclined north or south, and then work out the first latitude, and see if that's north or south. So if both the both the moon's latitude and the inclination, right, are both in the same basically direction, kagon shayut shneim tzvoniim or dromim, they're both north or south, tagabit shneim. Then basically, you add them together. Then nimsu shtei ruchos kagon shayi echa dromim v'sheni tzvoni. But if one comes out south and one comes out north, tigra ma'at mishneim minarav. So let's say one calculation comes out south and one north, so you subtract the smaller of the two from the greater, and whatever that number comes out to becomes the angular distance of the moon from the equator, okay, in whichever direction the larger number is, the larger number was. So if the larger number was the north number, that's the direction that you end up using. So Ketzad, Halakhi Alf, he's going to, of course, plug it in. Banaleda kama hayarech notem al kavashava belel ha-ri'ya, right? So going back to our case, we want to know where exactly the degree of the inclination of the moon is relative to the equator on the night that we love looking for the moon, which is the 2nd of Iyar, Shushen el-Chodesh Iyar b'shanazu. Right, the kari data shemalas erech haisat shasri mazal shor. We already calculated before, if you were keeping track, so to speak, that the position of what it called of the moon was approximately 19 degrees. Into the mazal of Taurus, the nitiyasa b'tzaf on kamosh shmona shemalos, and it's the tipping of the moon. The inclination will be north, approximately 18 degrees. The rochav erech hayabadaram, and the latitude of the moon will be located in the southern inclination, kamo arba malos, at 4 degrees. Tigra mat minarav yishar arba asre malos. So if you subtract 4 from the 18, you're left with 14 degrees. Venimsa hayarech rochav mal kavashave, and now the moon will be positioned above the equator, arba asre malos roch tzafon, 14 degrees in a northerly direction. Because the greater number was 18 degrees, which was north, And since we don't really care about this, that's what the Rambam is basically saying, because it doesn't matter insofar as the sighting of the moon is concerned, we don't have to be overly precise in the calculations. Now, let's say you want to know which direction the moon will appear to be inclined, or the various directions it could appear to be inclined. So work out its distance from the equator. If it's within 2 to 3 degrees of the equator, whether it's north or south, so basically, if it comes out to there, it'll appear west, okay, and its crescent will appear pointed towards the east. Okay, remember the pegima is basically the dark side. So the crescent itself will appear pointed east. Now, lachyud gimel, v'imayar rachog me'al kav ha'shav l'sofan olam, if the moon is inclined to north of the equator, yira bein maref olam u'bein smono, it'll appear in the northwest, v'tira pigimaso notem mikenegen mizrach olam kenegen drum olam, and the crescent will appear to basically face southeast. Lachyud dal, v'imayar rachog me'al kav ha'shav l'dharma olam, if the moon is going to be inclined south of the equator, Yira bein Marav Olam bein Dromo, v'tira pigimaso notem mikenegen mizrach olam kenegen tzafan olam. So basically, this will come out to northeast. V'lefi rov merchak, v'lefi rov netziah. And finally, lacha tesvav, u'mechakiras eidim sh'omer lahem kama haya gavoa. Okay, so now, among the other, when they're investigating the eidim, among the many things they tell them, they'll also ask them, how high did the moon appear to the in the sky? So when they ask how high in the sky did the moon appear, they would know this based on the keshes ri'ya. Shebizman shetia keshes ri'ya katsara, because when we know the keshes ri'ya comes out to a very small number, yira hayra kilu karav min aretz. So they would know that the eidim will tell them, right, that the moon appears very close to the ground. Ubizman shetia arucha, but when it's a larger number, yira gavoa mel aretz. It'll appear very high, so to speak, towards the center of the sky. Right, and the length of the arc of the keshes ri'ya corresponds to approximately the height that it's going to be visibly. So the keshes ri'ya is tied to that idea. And finally, in lachat hazayin, hare biarnu cheshbonos kol hadrachim shetzrichim lahem biyadias hare'ya uvechakiras edim. We've explained all the calculations necessary for working out knowing how to see the moon, as well as the examination that took place for the Edim. Kadesh ye akol yadua l'mevinim, so everyone will understand this, will yachzru derech midarach yetorah, and not a single thing will be missing from the paths of Torah. Lo yishotzu levakesh achreya b'svar mecherim. That's also important according to the Rambam, that you don't have to go to any of the textbook, right? If you have the Mishnah Torah in front of you, you'll be able to work out exactly when you're going to see the moon. And basically, he darshes it out from the pasuk in Yishayo that seek out the book of God, so to speak, and there won't be anything missing from that book. So what he's saying is what he's done in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh is he's provided us an exclusive means of always calculating when the moon will be visible.